Good morning. My guest this morning is Vanessa Bautista from the Redwood Empire Food Bank. Good morning, Vanessa.
Good morning.
Well, the summer program is coming up, right? When does that begin?
We will be beginning our summer lunch program on Monday, June 3rd this year.
So how does it work?
So what we do, we partner with community partners as well as volunteers who come to the food bank. We provide fresh meals to over 40 sites in our Sonoma County through community partners such as a Boys and Girls Club, a YMCA, Catholic Charities is a partner of ours. And we also have volunteers who come out to some of our sites and they donate their time and they help us to serve meals to the children in our community as well.
How many lunches do you serve in the course of the average day?
Last summer, we served over 102,000 meals.
Whoa. That was not a number that I expected. I didn't think it was going to have that many numbers in it. That's fantastic. What an amazing effort. So obviously, one of the things that you're looking for is volunteers.
Oh, yes, we are. We utilize volunteers in a great capacity. Again, we have volunteers who come and serve meals at some of our open park and community sites. We also have volunteers who partner with us and bring activities such as gardening or physical fitness to some of our housing sites and our community sites as well, who may not have a camp situation happening at their summer lunch facility.
So for someone considering being a volunteer, what does it entail in terms of time and energy and so on?
We ask that you're available one day a week to either run an activity or do the service of the meals. We have a training that's required. We'll be having that training on May 21st this year at our new food bank facility. And we do have a training that we ask you to go through, which covers food safety and gives you a little background on our program. And we have some paperwork that needs to get filled out in order to be a volunteer, which is available. If you contact the food bank, we can forward it to you.
Is there any experience that is valuable for a volunteer that you might be able to cite?
If you are interested in running activities at a site, we have quite a few volunteers who have experience running activities or have worked in a childcare. But we do have curriculum that's pre-written. If you don't have any experience in that field, we're happy to work with you and to train you. The only requirement is that you are 18 or over. But if you have a parent volunteer with you, we do have some teenagers that are happy to volunteer with us as well.
Oh, great. So what happens when you volunteer? Let's say someone out there now, we're going to give telephone numbers and so on at the end of this interview, but someone is thinking about being a volunteer. How does it? What are the steps?
So the first step would be either to telephone the food bank or send me a direct email. And from there, I'm happy to provide our questionnaire, which we just ask that you fill out with your availability. And we'll forward you a little information with that training date and follow up with any questions that you may have. And after that, after you attend the training, we'll work on scheduling people in communities in their area to help serve or do the activities for the summer. And then we'll just have you on our schedule and have you rotate through our volunteer program this year.
Do you have more and more clients each year?
We are starting to see different areas in need. I couldn't account for the different communities that we are serving or if we have new participants, but we do have requests for new sites coming up as we move on every year. So I do see a little bit of expansion in our future.
What about people who are shy of approaching you because they feel self-conscious about being in need?
Well, this program is free to all children in the community. You do not need to provide any paperwork. You don't need any documentation. It's free to anyone who shows up and is 18 years of age or younger.
How nice that you set it up that way. That's usually when things are given to people who need them. There is always this onus of, I have to sort of confess that I'm not doing as well as I might have.
We don't want to encourage that at all. We want to be there as a support for all children in our community to receive a fresh, nutritious meal for 10 weeks while school is out. They have a safe place to go to receive those meals with working parents being out. You know, we want to provide something that they have and they're able to take care of their nutritious needs.
Excellent. Thank you very much, Vanessa. Let's tell people that the Redwood Empire Food Bank's summer lunch program is starting on June the 3rd. And for information both about participating as a volunteer or taking advantage of the program to get lunches for children, here's how to do it. On the telephone, 523-7900. Online, vbautista, that's vbautista, @refb.org. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacometti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Enjoy your day.